Well, hello and welcome to another edition of the InterSystems Data Dialogue podcast. Today, I'm joined by Thomas Dyer, who is our product specialist for machine learning. So, perfect to talk all about how InterSystems Iris integrates support for machine learning. Now, briefly, what is machine learning? Well, machine learning is fundamentally the process of taking an algorithm and throwing some data at it to train that algorithm to predict results based on data that is presented to it. So, going through the machine learning and AI processes, one of the statistics that we quite often hear about is that 80% of a data scientist's time is spent getting the data that's used for training algorithms into a usable state. Now, whilst data wrangling is an important step, data scientists need to have tools like machine learning available to them to make it easier to take the data once clean and analyse or use it to make data-driven business decisions. So, Thomas, why can preparing data become such a long process?
Thanks for having me here, and thanks for asking me such a great question. But really, it comes down to a couple issues. And the first issue or the first overarching kind of problem is that it's a garbage in, garbage out problem. So your machine learning model is only as good as the data that goes into it for training. And where does the garbage come from? Everybody thinks their data is wonderful. They have plenty of data. But usually a large organization or even a small organization has a lot of variability in the processes that collect that data. Whether you're treating a certain field in a spreadsheet the same across all the people that use that template of a spreadsheet, eventually that data gets input into a database and all of the various ways that people use that field get mashed together. And so when you're trying to develop a model, you might discover that was the case, that there was all this variability. You need to go root it out, normalize that data, so then it's less garbagey and can actually contribute to the machine learning process. Another problem with data is that it has gravity. And that gravity means that it's hard to move. It's the inertia of data, and it's hard to reorganize. It's hard to put into the right format for machine learning, which can be a very different format from how it was collected and how it's organized for the usual business operations. You might have orders in one place, you're going to have customer data in another place, and that's useful for those business applications to keep that separate. But then you need to merge those together to get a full view of the customer and their activity for a machine learning project. There you need to reorganize that data. And so that can take a lot of time. And as data has gravity, like I mentioned, it's difficult to do those transformations. So, those different problems lead to a lot of delays in getting from data to insight.
Okay, so Thomas, how can InterSystems Iris help alleviate these issues?
So the great thing about InterSystems Iris is that it is a full-featured data platform that really makes it ideal, in my opinion, for a wide number of personas, data scientists as well as data analysts and data stewards, to organize that data in an effective way for machine learning. So it gives a lot of tools, interoperability tools, to collect data from a wide array of systems and put it into a common format. And then that data is then staged automatically for a wide number of uses, like machine learning is one. But you can also serve that data to analytical environments using BI tools of your choice. So we also have recently added integrated ML. And integrated ML is kind of a set of SQL functions and commands that make it really simple for an analyst that really knows their data and is used to doing SQL functions on that data, developing applications in SQL, and they can now use SQL to train and invoke machine learning models directly from within Iris. The data is kept in the same format that you're used to, and additionally now can get predictions from industry-leading machine learning packages.
So integrated ML gives a set of simple SQL-like constructs for working with machine learning models, presenting data to them and consuming the results. And certainly that makes it a lot easier for people to work in machine learning environments, which absolutely addresses one of the main highlights that I think Forrester wrote about a little while ago, saying that pretty much everybody, certainly about 98%, I think was the number, of companies have challenges in gaining insights from the data they collect because it's hard to do this stuff. There's a lack of internal expertise in the sort of the data science arena. So in conjunction with the integrated ML capabilities we have within Systems Iris, we also have native Python support. And so we can combine the capabilities of integrated ML with the native Python support to make it simpler, again, for people who need to work with data, to consume data, to structure it in a way that's useful, and then to deliver it into machine learning environments. And Thomas, perhaps you could sort of expand a little bit more on how the native Python capabilities really make people's life easier in achieving this.
Yes, Python is quite popular, and it is really the number one language for data science, and as well as general application development. And InterSystems Iris is adding more and more Python capabilities. We already have a Python gateway, and we're adding support for embedded Python, which puts Python directly into the InterSystems Iris process. And it makes it, with one line of code, very simple to take a SQL result set, the data that you're building your application against, and turn it into a data frame or a Python tabular object data scientists use. And then you can pass this into all number of packages that are freely available. It just makes it a really great environment for analysts and data scientists to go back and forth between the data in SQL and Python and doing machine learning and doing data transformations. And that's what's needed to really take your application or some idea of an application and turn it into reality.
Yeah, and so certainly I think, you know, Python is one of, if not the most popular language that people are using today. I think we're moving away from the lower level or more highly structured languages such as Java or C or C++, and the sort of dynamic scripting languages such as Python are becoming much more widely used. And so being able to simply and easily take advantage of machine learning and clean data in the Python world is I think really great for sort of empowering people to apply machine learning in many more different contexts. Now, moving on a little bit from that, one of the major areas where there's previously been difficulties is, you know, once you've done the machine learning exercise, you've taken some data, you've structured it well, you've presented it to a machine learning model, you've trained that model, it's starting to be able to produce reliable, robust predictions based on, you know, transactional data or new data that's presented to it. Now, one of the major challenges that has historically been present and that people have struggled to tackle is, okay, taking that model and then applying it in the real world, applying it in the context of operational systems. Certainly, we've seen that using many of the existing frameworks that are out there. You know, you can throw data at something in the cloud, you can train a model, you can produce output from that model, but including that in an operational system, particularly one that where, for example, you might be seeing high numbers of transactions, where you might be looking at requiring a fast response to the user community, starts to become more difficult. What are your thoughts in, you know, the benefits that InterSystems Iris brings into this sort of sphere, Thomas?
Well, having your machine learning happening in the same context, in the same place as your operational data, is very powerful, because typically you've split up your machine learning and operational data environments. You typically get siloed because of course, the machine learning task is often batch and requires a long time. And that's a very different kind of workload than your operational data, which is very fast ingest, fast transaction processing. So there's this mismatch between the environments, and that is what we're trying to avoid and trying to get rid of with integrated ML, in the sense that we have a very powerful data platform that's very good for both these transactional workloads as well as analytical workloads. And integrated ML brings the machine learning capabilities right into that context of the operational data. So your application developers get the power of machine learning. They can make their application smarter. At the same time, they can keep their operational efficiency and really focus on the way that their application is being developed and is managed within InterSystems Iris, but also having the capability to go beyond that to pull in insights from machine learning can increase the accuracy of all of your forecasting, get better business outcomes when you do that correctly.
Okay, thanks, Thomas. I think that's really interesting, because I think that we're actually starting to see a number of those sort of benefits being delivered, really, in terms of some of the things that our customers are doing. I mean, we've got one that's particularly using machine learning to apply a smarter routing to what is in effect the traveling salesman problem, but in the context of not only the planning the delivery routes, but also being able to predict customer demand based on the time of year, and bringing those together using machine learning is actually giving them some interesting optimizations in terms of resource usage. Particularly topical given the quite well published sort of logistics challenges that are being faced in industry today. And indeed, there's many other examples in healthcare and elsewhere. Thomas, I mean, what would you say is next for machine learning?
That's a really interesting case you brought up around logistics. I was talking to some people about the killer application right now is shipment delay prediction. All of these logistics and supply chain problems are causing your packages to get delayed seemingly randomly. Is something that machine learning might be able to help with. And we're seeing a lot of interest in that type of problem. Typically, customers have a very complex picture. They don't know what is actual demand sometimes versus what's just a problem in the supply chain upstream from that. You know, so if you get zero orders for something, is that because they know that they're not going to get it, and so they're just not ordering it? Or is it that they just don't want it? So teasing apart all of those latent factors is something that we're seeing a lot of. And in general, forecasting is very, very important for businesses. And for machine learning, we're seeing more and more application of it and of new techniques like deep learning to these traditional forecasting business problems. And that is something that we're exploring in partnership with DataRobot, that has a very strong platform for time series prediction. Talk about predicting the demand and the delivery times for thousands of products simultaneously in real time as data comes in. And that's the kind of problem that DataRobot does well, and that's the kind of problem that we'd like to expand integrated ML to be able to handle very easily. And then you would have some much more powerful capabilities with machine learning, with your operational data within Inner Systems Iris.
Thank you, Thomas. That's very interesting. And thanks to you, the audience, for listening this week. If you'd like to know more about Inter Systems Iris, please visit our website. There is a link in the description. So I'd like to say goodbye for now. See you next time.